Welcome to Shovach Shova and the Daf Shir sponsor, Lui Nishmas, I'm Yaakov Shalom, Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo'abas with Daf Yud. The Gemara in Udav says, Dorosh V'yud V'yab Shalom, Kashem Shemezoinus of Shalom K'tzuvim L'Mosh Hashanah, Kachestrenus of Shalom K'tzuvim L'Mosh Hashanah. So Mosh Hashanah, a person, there's a din in Shemayim, how much Mezoinus, how much the person will make, and how much the person will lose every year. If a person has to lose, he has two ways how to lose. How is the money going to leave his rishus? Either he will give it to the poor, or you have to pay taxes. And more brings the story of the nephews of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai saw in the dream that this year they're going to lose 700 dinarim. So he made them give tzedakah throughout the year. They happened to give 683. They're missing the last 17. So when came Erev Yom Kippur, the tax collector came to take the 17 missing. He took it from them. Yochanan ben Zakkai says, don't worry, nothing to worry about, because it's not that there'll be more taxes. You anyway had to lose this year 700 dinar. So one hour here that many bring, and Reuven Margolius in the Tzitz Yor mentions it as well, is that you see from here, we just mentioned the Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin. And Rosh Hashanah is when you have a gezeirah, what's going to happen the entire year. But here the story of the nefesh of Yochanan ben Zakkai happened in Erev Yom Kippur. Isn't that belong to the next year? Why are they losing money the next year? So it says the Reuven Margolius, here's the source in our Gemara, that the din of Rosh Hashanah ends only in the next Yom Kippur. Meaning, for Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur is considered to be Reish Hashanah. It's one big beginning. So until you don't reach the Yom Kippur of the next year, you're still within the realm of the previous year, and the judgment of the previous year can still happen. And he brings that to the Sefer Chassidim, and Ois Reish Yunches says, that's what we say in Yom Kippur, Zeh Yom Tchilas Ma'asecho. That's the Lashon that we say in Tefillah. Why we call Yom Kippur Tchilas Ma'asecho? Because Yom Kippur is also beginning of the year. And brings also a rayo from Apostle in Yechezkel that says, Besir v'chamesh shana galuseinu, in the 25th year of the galus, Perosh Hashanah b'asor l'chodesh. Rosh Hashanah on the 10th of the month. What do you mean 10th of the month? That's not Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the first day of the month. So the first 10 days of the year are considered to be the beginning of the year. And this Raya from our Gemara also brings the Bnei Yisachar both in the Bnei Yisachar and in the Agra de Pirko, that this is a Raya, the Yom Kippur is part of the beginning of the year. And he says that any din that happens to a person doing a Seder Simin Tshuva is Migzeres Shana Shalva. If a person passes away doing a Seder Simin Tshuva, that was a din that happened last year. And he brings it right from our Gemara. As Reuven Margolius, that's the reason that before Yom Kippur, we say Kol Nidrin. That it's a din of a forest nedarim. But we know the Gemara Nedarim tells us that a person should do a forest nedarim before Rosh Hashanah. But because Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah is one long time, until you don't get to Yom Kippur, you didn't finish the beginning of the year, or you still belong to the last year. So that's why Kol Nidre can happen before Yom Kippur. And this Yisoid is written Bo'ime Kodol in Biur HaGro to suffer the Tzniuso Perek Beis, a famous Vilna Goin. The Vilna Goin says that really there's a remez, there's a similar dover. It's not pashup shat, but that's the oimek dover, what happens to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. We know that there's approximately 10 days difference between a lunar year and a solar year. And that's the reason why every 3 years we have a Shana Mu'beres, we have a leap year, we have to add a month, because we're lacking. Every year, we're going back 10 days. After 3 years, you have 30 days. Says the Vilna Goen, that the Aseres Yemei Tshuva are considered to be Yemei Ibur. As if every year, when we come to Rosh Hashanah, we finish the lunar year, but we didn't finish yet the solar year. We're missing still 10 days. So we have another 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that is belongs to the previous year. It doesn't belong to the lunar year, it belongs to the solar year. And every year we add these 10 days, eventually we add a month, that will be the Chodesh Ibur. And even though the Vilna Goin doesn't mean this is how it works literally, because we don't add 10 days of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we just accumulate it and give it to the Chodesh HaIbur once every 3 years. But it's a remez l'davar. The reason why from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur is still somewhat belonged to the previous year is because we still have to reach the solar year completion. And with this, we explain something which of course seems very posh according to this. The Gemara in Yuma tells us the reason the Satan is called HaSatan because the numeric value of 364. 364, the Satan has Rishus Lahastim, and one day he doesn't have, which is Yom Kippur. So everybody asks, yeah, but that's based on the solar year, not based on the lunar year. regular Jewish year is not 365 days, it's 355. So are we saying the Satan based on a solar year? According to the Vilna Gaon, when it comes to Yom Kippur, when it comes to the Cheshbonis of Yom Kippur, we're always going with a solar year. Because we're counting the previous year and we continue 10 days more until Yom Kippur. In a certain sense, that belongs to both, to the new year and to the old year. And we reach Yom Kippur, completing the beginning of the year, we're really coming in from a cheshbon of a solar year. Hadvari mamukim, there's more to be marichan it, but this is just a nekudu that comes out from our sogya. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.